to be magdim. That avada is a lot of shittas and hilchos shvis and kulam kedoshim, kulam tahorim, and bederech klal in ahalacha shira. Normally, I try to go over all of the shittas, and you know, this kederech halomdim, and then also to say a little bit halacha lemaise. But because dinei shvis rabim hem, and it's megiah for every bocher lemaise for the next year, how to keep the halachas of shvis. So I want to try at least bederech ktzoro to go over all of the halachas with the shittas, with the ikar aminek. I will mention the chumras with different people are machmir and different little things, but to go over all of the halachas of shvis, we have to know it's very negiah. I'll tell you, today in the morning I left early yeshiva to yeshiva. I was away out to go out of my house, and I see in the beginning of Arnof the government are the workers are pulling plants. I tried to stop them, no one wanted to listen. I called the mayor of the city. I told him, I'm giving you an hour. If not, there'll be signs in the whole city against you. Yerushalayim irakoyda shviz. He said, we didn't know this. We didn't know that this is also. I said, people have to learn the halachas. If you want to be the mayor, you have to know the halachas. So they stopped. I'm just saying, you have to know the halachas of shviz. So I want really lemay sadik to go duch the halachas. Now we'll start with what is more negiah lemaise, and we'll go duch. It's kedusha shvis and peiro shvis. Lemaise al pi aloche, the vegetables that already are in the store today, or from tomorrow morning, the vegetables lefi most shittas already are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. Beyerek we go bosar lekite, and we made the vegetables of the Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So, we'll start the Mesadu that volume. The halacha is like this. In Peiros Ha'ilon, the Kedusha Shviz and 95 or 98% of the Peiros Ha'ilon will only start in Chodesh Nisan Abo Aleinu L'Toyva. Before that, all of the fruits that are in the stores are not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. If not, that you will hear different, or besides, but bederech klal, all of the fruits till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the reason is because be'ilon we go basar chanote, so most of the peiros were choynet and the shana hashishis, they don't have kedusha shvis. Beyerek we go basar lekite, and while we go basar lekite, could we also go lechumre basar shlish? The nafkamin will be b'motzei shvis, that even if they pick it after shvis, if it was godal shlish b'shvis, will be machmir that it has kedusha shvis. This is negiah to motzi shvis. What is negiah to now is that beyerek you go basar chanote, and val beyerek you go basar chanote, val beyerek you go basar chanote, and I'm saying val beyerek you go basar lekite. Bemele all of the peiros, all of the vegetables that will be nilkat from after Rosh Hashanah, a kodesh b'kedusha shviz. Now, when we start to handle kedusha shviz, we have six alochas that we have to handle, and these alochas every person has to remember every time when you go to a store or when you eat. Is one alocha that is called shomur v'nevat. This means that something that grew in Eretz Yisrael and shviz, it's kodesh b'kedusha shviz. Kodesh b'kedusha shviz, be'etzem you're allowed to eat. It just is kodesh b'kedusha shviz. Oh, but if it's shomur v'nevat, the minag in Yerushalayim was that it's osur be'achile. Then if you have a fryer neighbor and he has tomatoes and he doesn't let people to pick his tomatoes, so but he picks it off and he gives it to you tomorrow to eat, you tell him it's kodesh b'kedusha shviz, but it's osur be'achile because it's shomur v'nevat. Valet shomu v'nevad, mean he watched it, he was not mafkir it. On nevad, he worked on it. It's also. This was the minig Yerushalayim. Different poskim said that Shomul v'Nevad is mutar. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was machriya that b'shas atchak godoil, b'shas atchak godoil, you're allowed to eat Shomul v'Nevad. We'll go over later, maybe 20, 30 times, the different afkaminas, why we have to know this cloud. Shomu v'nevad, minig Yerushalayim, that was also, the Chazanish said b'zmanoi that it's muter. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that he only meant in that days that most of the people in the Yisrael were fried. So if you say Shomu v'nevad is also, you can't eat. Forget about keeping Kedusha Shviz. You can't eat. Because the fries did Shomu v'nevad. So the Chazanish was matir. But today's Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is what his father, the Stipler, told him, that he heard from the Chazanish, that today the Stipler, the Chazanish would not be matir. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that even the minig was natu, of a b'shas atchak, and this is the psak. Me'ikar adin, we don't eat shomu v'nevad, b'shas atchak, we eat. Again, the normal cases, my fryer neighbor, he has a tomato, and he doesn't let people to take it, it's shomu v'nevad. This is one halacha that we have to know in Shvitz. The second halacha that is more chomu is isur sfichim. Chazal was scared that people will plant their sodas in Shviz, and they will come and say, it grew on its own? I don't know, it was a wind. Tomato seeds flew into my soda, and it grew. Chazal said, every tomato that grows in Shviz is also to eat. Shomur v'nevad is, I'm sorry, Sfichim is also. Everything that grew in Shviz is also. Now, what is considered grew in Shviz? This is not so clear. If you are Sfardi, you have a very big problem. As Rabbi Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says, if you are Sfardi, everything that, the same thing in Kedusha Shviz, if it was picked in Shviz, it has a din Sfichim. Vegetables. Trees, they didn't answer, because no one could say, I had a wind and a tree came. It takes 4 years for the tree to grow. Bananas also, because it grows for a couple of years. But all the other things, mi'ikar adin, is isur sfichim. This is the Sfardim. The Ashkenazim hold that sfichim is only things that started to grow in Shviz. The Moshel, tomatoes, even if we pick them off tomorrow off the bush, they have Kedusha Shviz, the tomatoes, but they started to go out before Shviz. So we don't hold Me'ikar Adin that is the Isur Sfichin on them before Shviz. Only if they started to grow in Shviz. And wheat and different things is different Shiyu. So this is the second halacha that we have to know. Isur Sfichin. Why is it so important to know Isur Sfichin? I explain to you. You have your neighbor, he gives you a tomato. So first, again, it's Shviz, my neighbor, Friar neighbor, he has tomatoes in his garden. He gives me a tomato to eat. Then we'll see, it's that cousin that you go to eat by, but the vial, it's the neighbor that gives you a tomato to eat. First you say, 1 second, it's Kodesh, okay? I will have to behave with all the halachas of Kedusha, like we'll say later, all the halachas. I have a problem of Shavu v'Nevad. No, Reb Shlomo Zalman said b'shas atchak. But if this tomato, so if you go tomorrow to that neighbor, so tomorrow is no sfichin on tomatoes. It takes at least 4 weeks till tomatoes grow. But if in Chanukah your neighbor will give you a tomato, it's osur be'isur sfichin. And not only that, when it's the isur sfichin, the pats become osur and you're not allowed to use his pats. Now if you go to a hotel that doesn't keep Kedusha Shviz, Purim time, Allah Mezogin, the end of summer, Menazmanim, next year, that hotel didn't keep Kedusha Shviz. And that time, most of the vegetables in the country that are not Kodesh, that are not bought in a good Hechshel, are Isur Sfichin. So, not only, okay, I will keep Kedusha Shviz in the hotel, I will not eat vegetables. Everything is treif. And the onions are treif. Isur Derabbanan. And everything that is cooked in their pots is also to eat. So every time when we pick up a vegetable, we have to be sure, it's before we go into a kosher store. It doesn't make a difference. I explained the other why you have to know these halachas even to a kosher store. You have to think, 1 second, It's Kodesh, I have to know how to keep the halachas. We'll see later. It's Shamu v'Nevad, l'katchila I can't eat it. It's not Shamu v'Nevad. It's not Kodesh. I don't have a problem. I have a problem of Svichi. A fourth problem that will be Zman Abiyu. Chazal said that kol zman sheyesh labehemo ato oichel. Kesh'ein labehemo, ein ato oichel. For example, Lamazogin, the tomatoes grow in the winter. Around Pesach time, is no more tomatoes in the fields. IY, the store has, they bring from Holland. Aber in Yisrael, it grows in the winter. And the minute that is no more tomatoes in the floor, in the street, in the sodes, it's called Zman Abiyu. To be very again after halachas, but I'm trying to say mamish the shiroshim, the yud gimel ikrim that we have to know for shvis. Zman abiyu, as a machlekes, what happens? Some poskim hold that it becomes osur beachile after zman abiyu, and lemaisa most poskim hold like that if you didn't do biyu, the peiros become osur. If it's yours, the haynu lemoshul, you bought tomatoes. And you kept it in your freezer, and it came Pesach. So what you have to do is, you have to put it in the street, and you say, Hefker, Hefker, Hefker. And this is what Gantz Klal Yisrael does. Everyone buys in Eretz Yisrael cheap. Kalba Mizrahi is a very known company. They make all the expensive wines. They make it from Eitzel Basin. We'll get to it later. Everyone buys like 500 boxes, and the Chvei is 200 shekel. Yeah? Then it comes Pesach as the Zman Abiyu. We speak in another year and a half, it will happen. So Erev Pesach and Zman Sreifas Chometz, that is the day of the Zman Abiyu. So near every fire you see hundreds of boxes. And the person says, Hefka, 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 and he has to let everyone to take it. No one takes it, he's allowed to bring it back home. And we were little kids, we would run around the chat, you know, all the bottles. We'll see that, but the problem is, when you buy tomatoes, when a place that doesn't have a Hechsha, Pesach time, while he didn't do Biyu, it's Osur Be'achile. So again, Shomu v'Nevad, Sfichim, and Biu. This brings us to places that don't have a kashrus, and a different time during the year, you're not allowed to buy there. There's no way to buy. Dainu, if normally you could say, okay, I buy. I find a vegetable, I'll mafrish with some ices myself. As if you're not allowed to eat the chicken by him, the meat by him, every potato becomes a piece of meat. It's three suim. Svichim, Shamu v'Nevad, and Zman Abiyu. And even if you bring your own food, you can't use those dishes. This is the reason that Shamu v'Nevad, that starts from tomorrow, really. Svichim will start in a couple months, and Zman Abiyu will start a bit later. This will bring us that you're not allowed to buy, and not only that, even if you have a store with a hechsher, and you see the guys are shtickle playing games. And I'll explain to you soon why everyone is playing games. At the end of the afternoon, I think I have the store of Avadats, that the owner were trying to have to play games, to bring in tomatoes that they cut just a couple hours ago from a Jewish field, that is very close to Bisha Shviz, or the Shamo Veneva. And the problem is today, you know, the Arabs are dangerous, and when I started to go into it, he almost killed me. All afternoon I was busy with the Arab. Now what I'm explaining, this is the reason that this Shemitah is a very big problem. I will explain to you later. Because maybe I'll say one word that you will understand. Why alamol and meat all over the world is stories? Because the cheap meat, the not kosher meat costs pennies. The kosher meat costs $50. So the guy decides, it's big yitzchor. While the badats and all the vade akashris are only buying from people that open the fields, they let everyone to pick. So all the fry yidden don't have where to sell the fruit for the next year. The government is trying to fight the badats, everyone is trying. Because all the 90% of the country is fry, no one wants to buy it. Because you have to understand, Osim doesn't buy it, even if Osim buys 25%, because they will not get badats. Then Tnuva, that they sell another 25% of the vegetables, they know if they will buy something, the badass will take off the hechsher from the milk. So they don't want to buy it. All the big hotels, they don't want to have stores. So all the country is going to buy from 10% of the people. So all of these achen, all of these people, All of these places that are trying to buy from 10%, the 90% of the country are selling cheap schoira. Then if I have a badat store, if I have to buy tomatoes from the place I buy, I will pay lamazogin 10 shekel for a kilo of tomatoes. If I'm the place, how much for a box lamazogin, I'll pay 10 shekel. If I buy it from the Jewish people, I will pay 2 shekel for tomatoes. So it's a big nisoyan. This means people tell you, you know, it's okay. The aloha in Yoredeya is, when the not kosher is cheaper from the kosher, no one is neman. When not kosher is cheaper, this is the whole problem. So when a person, you come to your cousin, so I bought, it's cheaper, but mainly no one is neman, and this is the reason it's a big mikshol that everyone tries to smuggle in, to push into all different places. I will say later different echetimtzes. So again, we have Shomu v'Nevad, we have our Isur Sfichin, and we have Isur Biyu. Now we have a Nozer Aloche and Shvis, Isur Schoira. If you have a store that has tomatoes, that Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, it's not Shomu v'Nevad. The guy went to the field, he found a Hefker field, and he collected the tomatoes. It was before this Mala Biyu, it was no Isur Sfichin. The guy went himself. And he bought it. The better Echetimtza was still later. He bought it by a goy. He has peiros at Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. Is the Isur to go and buy by him? Isur Schoira. This is the fourth Isur that every person that goes to a store is Nichshal in the Isur Schoira. So it's a problem to go to buy. Even already if it's not Shomu v'Nevad. Even if it's no problem with Biyu. Even if it's no problem with Sfichim. Is a problem if Shomu v'em if Isur Schoira. We'll see later how we take care of the Isur Schoira. It's Eitzes how to take care of Isur Schoira. But be'etzem you can't buy. In a normal way you can't buy. The way to skip Isur Schoira is if you buy in credit, there's no Isur Schoira. The Hainu, you pay him in a credit card, you pay him in a check, or you tell him I'll pay you tomorrow. Then you skip the problem of Isur Schoira. There's another way to skip Isur Schoira is Havloah. You buy two things. One is Kodesh, one is not Kodesh. You tell them the money is for this. I'm just paying double for this. And this I'm getting for free. This is Isur Schoira. And the fifth problem is you have Shomu v'Nevad, Sfichim, Biyu, Schoira. The fifth problem is Ein Moisrim, it's a din de Rabbanon, Mois Shvis Lachoshut. The Hainu. The Aloch is like this. When I buy Peiros that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, Lamazogin, I found a way to do it. No Shomu v'Nevad, no Biyu, no Svichim, and I gave him money to buy tomatoes. The money becomes Kodesh. This is the Aloch. If I buy tomatoes with money, the money becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. And if the owner goes with that money and he buys chicken, his chicken in his house is Kodesh B'Kodesh B'Kodesh B'Shashviz. Now the problem is that if the guy that sells in the store B'derech Klal doesn't know Halachas, so when he sells you tomatoes and you're giving him money, now his money is Kodesh. Then he goes to the supermarket and he's buying chicken. So he doesn't know to keep B'Kodesh B'Shashviz, so then he will throw the chicken to the garbage. So you mashalim and lifnei iver to mafsid shviz and the chicken. So you're not allowed to give money to a choshen al ha-shviz. If you give him in credit, so the kedusha is not chal on the money. Only when you do it direct, the money is chal. But if you give him in credit, the kedusha is not chal. These are the five problems that we have every time. Why the kedusha is not chal? Because the whole din that it's chal is a din de rabbonim, and this is the way the rabbonim were kaveh. That the Kedusha will not be chal on the money if it will be in credit, because we look at it like Perei HaChoyv v'Shel Chaveiro. And the sixth thing, that this is a part of the fifth thing, is that when you get change from a guy, Lamazan, you go to the store that sells tomatoes at Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is, and he will give you change that he got really from the last guy that bought tomatoes. So the change by you is Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. So now when you go to the store and buy bread, your bread will be Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. So when you go into a store, the best thing is not to take change. So if you're paying credit, you don't need to take change. But if you take change, so you have to know, some stores is roiv that is not Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. Some stores is not roiv that is Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. Some is not Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. But stores that, emotionally, you have vegetable stores, that 95% of the money, at least in the little box there, the black box, now you know it's from today's money. So the money is Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. So when you get change from that store, you're stuck with the money. What do you ask? But then if you get change from a person that has money, then you have a problem with Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. After we know these six klalim, every person has to remember to himself, and every time if he checks these six things, he knows what he's doing. Now I want to go to the next step, because I want first practical. If we have more time, we'll build on it more. So what happens? We're going now to Shvi'is started Rosh Hashanah. So what kind of fruits and vegetables we will meet in the store? So they have in the store around 6 or 7 kind of fruits and vegetables and different levels of Kedusha. Some stores or some Erlich guys are trustable, that you could trust them in the store to know this is from this and this is from this. We'll get later to the cans, to the all these other things, how you know what is inside there. But we're going now, you're going to a vegetable store. The stores try to get import fruits and vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. We call it Peiros Chutz La'aretz. Peiros Chutz La'aretz, Likula Alme is no Kedusha Shvi'is. There's no Isu Schoira. There's no Isu. I forgot one thing, so I'm just going back to Masada. The seventh thing is that is the Isu to weigh and to count payers that are Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'is. You're not allowed to sell it on a scaler, you're not allowed to weigh it, you're not allowed to count it, you have to give it be'erich. You're not allowed to weigh it, isu, you're not allowed to count it and weigh it, you have to give it in bags around. It's Mido Minyan V'Mishka. Okay, so now we go to Keseda. We have payers Chutz La'aretz. Peiros Chutz La'aretz don't have no Kedusha Shvi'is bichlal, and in our days you're allowed to sell it in the stores. In time of Chazal it was not so simple, because import only started the last years that the boats come, the planes. So Chazal asked that even if you bring fruit from Chutz La'aretz, if you sell it, people will think that you're selling Peiros Shvi'is. So they told you, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal store. And the first years when they started to import, the guys had outside the store the Chutz La'aretz things, because we don't want to. Chazal asked, "Limkor ba'oisam mokoyim peiros Chutz La'aretz." Chazal lemaise, it's totally in the minag ha'mokoyim. While in our days it's so much from Chutz La'aretz, from all of these things, so there's no marisoayim, so they're allowed to sell it. So if you go into a shop and he tells you this is from Chutz La'aretz, and be'etzem, this is the best eitzah every time when you want to buy something, if you have your own house. You go in, you look for Peiros Chutz La'aretz, and if you buy Peiros Chutz La'aretz, there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. The next thing that they have is called Arava Dromit and Arava Tzfonit. Arava is a place near Eretz Yisrael that is called Eilat. Yeah, it's I was never zeichet to be there yet. Now, it's a machlekes if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. Again, I don't want to go into the lomdus, but the main shaila was like this. Mokim shalei kovshoi lebovel velei kovshoi lemitzrayim avada is not kodesh. Mokim shekavru al Mitzrayim velekav shel Nebavel. We say kedusha rishen kitzur shayis, but like kitzur asid lavoi. But Gemara says how be krochim inichu al Nebavel kdei sheisbuchel and beshvis. Lemaise, after all of the sugya, Rebbe Yashiv holds that what is called Arava Dromit, it's 30 degrees, it's a kind of way to do the map up north near Elat. From there, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Yashiv was matter to take payers from Arava Dromit. The Eidech Haredis is Mekel Ashtikel more. And they take even from before that line that is called Aravat Sfonit. You will see later in different stores Aravat Dromit, Aravat Sfonit. Aravat Dromit, kimat everyone, Lemaisa, holds that it's Mutter. Aravat Sfonit, some people are Machmer. But a lot of places they take from Nochrim. Again, so these things are Mutter. The third thing that is mutar that is not kodesh b'kedusha shvis al pi rabbeinu Rebbe Yashiv, because not everybody in midrashes in Yerushalayim were masking with that. Some more machmir dike b'se midrashes in Yerushalayim didn't like it. Rebbe Yashiv was matir to make a greenhouse, and in that greenhouse to put plants. In the otzitz she'enoy nakuv, I'll explain later more the ma'aseh. And they sold it to a guy. It's not negiah to the hetar mechira. I'll explain to you in a second. And Rebbe Yashiv said that these things are not kodesh b'kedusha shvis. If it's in a greenhouse and it's in a plant she'enoy nakuv and it's sold to a guy, Rebbe Yashiv hold that there's no kedusha shvis. And this is what they did 7 years ago. Gantz Klal Yisrael, Gush Katif, was a place that was called Gush Katif. And they made the vegetables. It was run by Yidden then. And everyone ate the moher from them. And what the problem is that it's Tzvichim. If it's Yidden, it's Tzvichim. There's no way to eat it. So what they did is, they made greenhouses, and they had a plant, and they sold it to a guy, and it helped. I will explain later a little bit more what is Gibayt the Heter from Rebbe Yashiv. I will see later different kashas how they use it. But I want first to know the names of the things that we will meet in the stores. To know we have Chutz Laaretz Arava that is like Chutz Laaretz, and we have Chamamot with a goy. It's called Chamamot. It's a greenhouse. These things, three things, are not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. The third thing I said, not everyone accepted. Now we're going, okay, so Lemaise, all of these things that come from Chutz La'aretz, you don't have a problem, you buy normally. It buys from Arava Dromit, you buy normally. It comes from a greenhouse, you buy normally. The problem is that all of these things that they could import and have from greenhouses, from Arava Dromit, is a very small amount of the vegetables and fruits that we could have. So here we go to the next shayla that is called Peiros Nochrim. Now I want to give the halachas of Peiros Nochrim, and then we'll see. As first, when we ask in the Suder, and then we'll go halacha lemaisa. Peiros Nochrim has two groups of poskim. Mina Yerushalayim, al pi de mabit, and al pi a lot of poskim, Ma'ariv Diskin, Reb Shmuel Salant. All of these poskim hold. Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shvis. Peiros Nochrim don't have Kedusha Shvis. Yesh kinyan le'akum lefkia be'eretz Yisrael, olochem veloy le'akum, memele Peiros Nochrim don't have a Kedusha Shvis. The Badatz, and meaning Yerushalayim al-pi the Badatz is soymech on that. So be'etzem in the Badatz, they don't have a problem. They buy everything from the Arabs. They go to the Arabs' fields. Everything is from the Arabs. So the Maisa, if you go to feed the Badatz, the Etzim, you have an easy Shvis. You go into a store of the Badatz, pay the Snochim, no Shaykhis to Shvis, no Biu, no Schoiro, no Shomul, no Nevat, nothing. The Badatz stores will be full of fruits and vegetables, Be'ez Hashem, for the next 2 years. kilu nish given shvis. I'm serious. We have to admit this. Again, it became harder because the Arabs became a bit smart. And what they do is, they go and they buy from the Yidden. Was a story last Shmita. But that's had potatoes from the Arabs. Then Aguda had from the Arabs. Then Reuben had from the Arabs. And everyone found out that it was the same Arab. Didn't make sense. And everyone said, we came, the study was full. That guy, that Arab went to a Jewish field. He bought potatoes. By night he got his Arabs to push it under the ground. And the morning Mashgiach came, yeah, stuck it. They were took out. The other 2 days he ordered a different kashrus. Again, in the meantime they filled up before. And like this, he had potatoes for the whole Klal Yisrael. So, but that's did till now. They would not give a hechsher only if the Mashgiach would come a couple times a year to check it. This lemaise, because the security matzav, it's not shaykh to be on top of the Arabs. This is the reason, is a lack of peres akum, a very big lack of peres akum this shmita, and this is the reason they're working on import much more. But you'll see, even in badat stores, some weeks, there's no, like now you go in, you have everything in the store. There'll be no watermelon, there'll be no potatoes one. Every day, what they could find from the akum, they'll bring you. So if you know like minik the badats, now you have to know, mi'ikar adin, Yerushalayim's minik was like the badats. And this is the reason the badats is not changing. I don't think they're allowed to change. You have to know, Rabbi Yashiv, till 10 years ago, this is what he did also, maybe 15 years ago. He also didn't keep Dusha Shviz and Peres Noch. This is what they did. You have to know, this was the meaning in Yerushalayim. I was in Kolteya, I was learning, and Bochrim came from Bnei Brak, and Rabbi Shmuel Zalman was fighting with the Bochrim. He didn't let Peres Nochim in Yerushalayim. He said, it's a chutzpah to hold Rabbi Shmuel Salat, Nishgivus. So chutzpah to hold the Ma'ariv Diskin. The minig is gebayt on the Bes Yosef. I don't know if you heard about the Bes Yosef, but this is the Moral of Shulchan Aruch. It's not a minig shtus. You have to know why I'm saying that. I will say later what is the anogi for yeshiva bocher. But you have to know sometimes a person, no, ich bin a frumer, yeah, he doesn't. But then he calls you up, but he has to go to a hotel. Here in Badat, eat Badat and don't, you know, eat by Daich and don't go to Ramanut Mehavrin. I'm saying, you have to, a person has to know what is a Chumra and what is a Kula. You have to know, on a Moshe, a person, I'm speaking in Gelait, that they find that their Mishpoche, it's hard for them to keep. You have to know, Sido Badat, Sido Minag Yerushalayim. I will say later for the Bochim, the Anoge, and the Gabi, what we'll be using the Badat. It's very Negev, there's a lot of Psokim that are Negev to that. But we have to know, Le'umas them, the Chazon Ish, and a group of a lot of poiskim in the Mabit Roisham hold that is Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochim. Is Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochim. But, and this is the minhag that Chutz from Yerushalayim and Gantz Eretz Yisrael, everyone keeps Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochim. They say there is a raya from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that he also holds like that. Someone asked him what to do. He told him, "Is Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael?" He said, "I think the Chazanish will be skerov. It's good to ask them." Then both of them kept Kedusha Shviz, and they said that the letter was for a person that lived in Yerushalayim. I could read the letter. I don't know if I remember it. V'hinei la'aloche v'lemaisa tzorich leida migdoi Eretz Yisrael. שבארץ ישראל החלינג בכל דובר מניין השמיטה ולעסויס כמו שנוהג הוא גדוי לישראל שהויסו דירוסם קבוע גם הגריז מבריץ והחזני שהיו שם ידוע לבניהם איך שנוהגו עד כאן לא של רב מיישה. So the people that come from America, I think they normally the minigas to follow Reb Moshe. So these people have to know that it's not so poshut. He tells them that they have to follow this minig. I'm saying, midah visi. Now, the difference is, and Peres Nochrim is couple kulas. It's no isur sfichin when you buy from a guy, because the guy is allowed to work in his field. It's no shomu v'nevat when you buy from the guy. So Peres Nochim have a Kedusha L'chumre. Peres Nochim have a Kedusha L'chumre L'fi D'chazanish M'ikar Adin. But Peres Nochim, even if it's Sfichim and even if it's Shamu V'Nevar, you're allowed to buy from the Goy. So these are the two halachas that we have. So again, a person decides that he's not keeping Dusha Shvis and Peres Nochim, doesn't have a problem. The Shvis is not the ghetto. If this person decides that he is keeping Dusha Shvis and Peres Nochim, now he has a big problem. He's going to keep, we'll see later what you do when you keep Dusha Shvis. So you're getting up tomorrow morning and you want to buy a tomato. So you walk into the store. The Vav are going to Badat stores. They will get not to the Badat store. You go to a Badat store and you see tomatoes. And other the guy doesn't have no signs, so you could assume it's from Goyim. Or it says Mefurash, Peres Nochim. Say that. So you will keep Dusha Shvis. He doesn't keep, you will keep. But you start with a problem. If you keep Dusha Shvis, how you could buy it from him? Is the Isul Schoiro. How he could weigh it for you? Is the isu schoira? Is the isu to weigh? So you have a problem. If you want to buy in the Badat store, tomorrow morning you have a problem. Isu schoira. So how you will buy in a Badat store tomorrow morning if you decide to keep lechumra? If you decide to keep lechumra perishvis, you have a problem tomorrow morning when you're going into a Badat store, you have a problem to buy? Because you have to be choishesh l'chumra. So what do you do? So it's machlekes. The Mabit himself, that he was the one that said that you have to keep Kedusha Shvis with Peres Nochim, he said like this. The person that buys from the Goy is allowed to buy. Right? From the Goy you're allowed to buy. The Goy doesn't have an issur to sell. But the problem is I'm buying from the vegetable man. Yeah, I'm not allowed to buy. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds like this. We're going into a chakire. The isu schoiro, al mi ne'emar isu schoiro? Al ha-moicher or al ha-loikeach? Who has the isu? The moicher or the loikeach? If the isu is on the moicher, so the loikeach is only over and lifneiva. If the isu is also on the loikeach, so the Lekeach is also over Yisrael Schoir. So, the Chazanish and Andere held, Rav Nissim, that the Yisrael is signed the Moicher, signed the Lekeach. So there's no Eitzah to buy in the Goyish Hashab. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach hold, as they state in Rashi, the Yisrael is only on the Moicher. Okay, but it doesn't help. It's not Lifnei Iver Lesit and Mirshay. Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman, while he holds that the badats are right, and he's allowed to be samech on the badats, I don't have an issur lifnei iver. It's negiah to tell a person that he holds it's mutter and I hold it's also to open the bottles and Shabbos, all different shaylas. But here Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you allowed to. We'll see in different things in Shmis to be a bigger problem. Aber in Peres Nochim val mina Yerushalayim al pi gdoy le'adoyros was leheter v'meil Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds you allowed to buy in a badat store even if you decide to be machmir, you're allowed to buy. Not everyone agrees with this pesak. The Chazanish holds you're not allowed to. Now, so in the badat stores I don't know what it'll be this year. Not for sure what is the plan. But most of that stores don't come to help you. The Hainu, they keep Minag Yerushalayim, so they will sell you Peres Nochim. And if you buy these Peres, you will have to be Neir Kedusha, like in a second we'll learn the Alochas of the Kedusha. And again, you could say Machan Reb Shlomo Zalman to buy. If you don't want to be say Machan Reb Shlomo Zalman, so you have another Eitzah, you buy Be'avloi. Lamosha, you tell him, okay, what do you have from Chutz La'aretz? He says, I have Kiwi. Stop, all the fruits are not kosher from Dusha Shvis. So you tell him, okay, I want to buy 5 potatoes, 5 tomatoes, 5 cucumbers, 5 carrots, and I want 2 packages of grapes. But I will pay you a lot of money for the grapes, and you give me the rest for a present. So, B'mele, you skip the Yisus Chayra. Or, you pay in credit. So the Hainu, Me'ikar Adin, you could go into a Badat store and buy Peres Nochrim. But, if you want to be Machmir Alashites, you will buy in credit in the Badat stores. Later we'll speak about the stores that don't have Ashkocha. That there it's mamash a problem, because it's a real Ifneiva. Because the guy in the store doesn't have a Hetel to sell it. But we're speaking about that store that has a Hechsha. And he has an Huta B'Saymach. So Rav Shmuel Zalman holds you could buy quietly, even if you want to keep, you American, you keep like Rav Moshe, that you machmir, Kedusha Shviz, but you have a Hetel to buy. But if you want to not to be Saymach Rav Shmuel Zalman, credit or Avlo. Now the same thing is getting change. If you go to the store, if he has a lot of Kedusha Shviz things, so if you get change, your money will be Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. But if you pay in credit, so you don't get change. The same thing, but he's allowed to wait. The same story, he's allowed to wait. This is Legabi, the buying the payers now. In different stores, Lamashal, different Ashgoches, Lamashal is a store Aleph, big store, it's called Aleph. So in the store Aleph, Lamashal, they made an arrangement. Dear the Hechsher is a Rav Efrati, and Pire Beliashi. All I know is a store in Geula with all the briskies by. It's a Vadat store, rather. So what they do? They buy Peres Nochim. You're allowed to buy Peres Nochim. This is what you do. There's nothing else what to buy. So, you do shliches. You don't buy from the owner. You're sending him to be a shliach to buy from the Arab. So he buys from the Arab for you, and you own the payers. The nafkamina is, if what happened, that in the morning before you came to buy, was a big fire, and everything, all the vegetables got ruined. Even so, you have to pay him. Because he bought it in b'shlichus of you. That's your payers. He doesn't own the payers. Just how he divides it, if he how much they pay him later, and if he what he weighs it, he divides it. They call it, it's the frum hetel mechira, yeah? So he's doing b'shlichus for you. Chazal will matter to do it, because it's the only way l'maisa, if you hold it as an isu, schoiro b'peres akum, and b'nei brak. They hold it as an isu, schoiro b'peres akum. So how they have store, there's no way to have food, there's nothing but to eat. Yerushalayim, you go to a Badat store. At Bnei Brak, you want potatoes. You go to a store, you can't buy it. No, all the business stops. So the Eitzah is, in every store, you feel like Stav Shlichas. Now, Rabbi Eliashiv holds that if most of the people make a Ksav, even if you didn't make a Ksav, it's Ki'ilu he bought B'Shlichas for you. So Moshe, if you go to Aleph, even if you didn't make a Ksav, it's also Ki'ilu you made a Ksav. You go to that store and Geula, what all of them go to, even if you didn't make a ksav, it's also good. Because he has a das to buy to everyone that wants and everyone that needs. Kol ze achmis bekal v'choyma. Again, the Mehadrin write a ksav shlichus. The Hechsher, Rubin's Hechsher, also everything, every store. Now that, when you buy, Salamoshu, I'll give you an example. There's a Shvarama store near Yeshiva. Yeah? I don't think Yeshiva Bochum going in. But I want just to speak Lamaisadi. You buy Lamoshu as a lafa full with food. Now what they have inside, they have meat, and they have potatoes and vegetables. Now the vegetables that they have inside are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So if you buy, so Lama Zogim, okay, they use Noch. They're not, what they're using Noch. So they're using Nochri, they only are Ravat Romit, and they're using Nochri. So, but it's a Yisus Chayra. So, Be'etzem, it's not a problem. Why? It's Be'avlo. If you tell him not to put chips inside, he doesn't charge less. So, you don't have even to speak out Be'avlo. One, just a little bit, not to speak practical Zachary, you will understand. You don't have to speak it out. I pay for the meat. With chips, without chips, he charges the same. Well, it could be a problem. You want to buy chips. You know, you could buy a bag full of chips. So here is no avlo. So he told me the head of the Ashgoche that they made a ktav shlichus, the mezake, everyone a ktav shlichus in all these stores. and Kilu everyone is buying Bishlichas, so he bought the tomato, the potatoes, the chips, he bought the Bishlichas and the Akum. So Bemele, you could buy in all their stores. So I'm saying again, why in Shvis it's so important to go to a store that has a Choshev Ashgoche? You have to understand, it's not only that you say you are Semach and Dizrabanut, you're not Semach and Dizrabanut. It has to be that the people in the store are following the Ashgoche. The guy in the store finds the Mashgichim, I'm selling, no one will tell me what to do here. So the Maisa, you're Eivar Nisoschoyra. You're Eivar Nisoschoyra. And then you have a problem to buy. You can't stand by. If it's a Issus Choyer, it's a Issus Choyer. Okay. We'll go the next step. So, we took here, if buying Peiros Nochrim, now, I want one more halacha, even that I really want to start to speak about the Kedusha Shvi'is, is another Zach that is called Heter Mechira. We have to know what it is. Heter Mechira is that some people, some rabbonim, that what they did, they said like this. First, they hold that there's no Kedusha Shvi'is in Peiros Nochrim. If you hold Kedusha Shvi'is in Peiros Nochrim, you don't gain nothing. What they went and they sold Eretz Yisrael to a guy. The chief rabbi, Erev Shvi'is, signs with an Arab, I'm selling you the whole Eretz Yisrael. And they said, like, you sell the chometz, they sell Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. The same Gemiras Das, with the angel, to sell angel. Before Pesach, we sell the whole Eretz Yisrael. And this makes now that in Ra'anana, the city could work on the trees. And Rechabia, they could cut the trees. Because the neighbors don't let the government not to cut. I'm explaining, the people that did it, not every time came the idea in the beginning from bad people. You're running it, the problem is when you run a Jewish country, not al pi Torah. Now you have fried people, you cannot run the country. You can't say we're not looking after the fields, we're not growing everything. They can't do that. They have to do it. So while they have to do it, so what they did is, they sold Eretz Yisrael to Goy. And now, everything is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. It's not Kedusha Shvi'is anymore. All the workers work. About a Yid is not allowed to work even in a Goyish field. How about the Goy work in the fields? And every Rabbanut normally, you have to know, every simple Rabbanut that is not Mehadrin is Shomu V'Nevel. Every Rabbanut is Shomu V'Nevel. Every Rabbanut, I'm sorry, go back. Every Rabbanut is Heter Mechira. Every Rabbanut Stam is Heter Mechira. Not only that, there's a court case now in the main judge in Eretz Yisrael, it's happening mamash these hours, that there some Rabbanut, in some cities, the rabbis are shtickled more Erlach. And they said, we don't let. So the government told them, you will not get paid, and you have to leave your position. Because the Rabbanut HaRashit, 97, 98, 100 years ago, Paskin that Heter Mechira is good. So Bemele, you can't change the Torah. Bemele, you have to give a Hechsher. And Bemele, the guy is allowed to bring Heter Mechira, and you have to give him a Hechsher. And you have to give him a Hechsher. And not only that, they say if it will not happen, this head of the country was said now, so he's not letting to import no vegetables. Or you mask him to let me, why? He means good. He has to take care of 90% of the country that don't have yarmulkes. Now these people don't have where to sell it. If we can't sell Mechaneto Mechire, 90% of the country and no Rabbanut will let them to sell it, they have to take 90% of what is growing in this country, put it in the water. They can't import. You know, there's a law in the world, you can't import and kill your own people. So they're trying to force us to let at least the Rabbanut. Why I'm giving you this information? To understand that why in the Rabbanut stores, it's not only, oh, maybe it's going. Nothing from the goyim goes to the Rabbanut stores. Because the badats and all the frum achsherim are so thirsty to get these goyish fruits, so all of the ones that have heter mechire slip to all these shvach achsherim. This is the reason, it's not like it's maybe. Comes after a couple months, now, what is the problem if it's heter mechire? The problem with heter mechire is, I'm not going into the whole sugya. One problem is that, what would be if the guy will want the country? They will give it back to him. Avadunish. It's not Shaykh. Number two is the isur to give a karka to a goy. Lo yisecholet. Mele, the guy that is selling it b'shlichus and shliach dvar averes, so it's not chal. And more problems. All these two reasons, this reason Rabbi Yashiv explained that in the greenhouses you don't have the problem because there's no isur to sell a goy a plant. And if the goy will want the plant, you can give him the plant and he can go away. If he wants the greenhouse, give him the greenhouse. So the man of Chai Gavne is no Isu and is no Chisol. Aval, it's Mechzi Kichucha Betlule. But this is Betziruf. That the Gush Katif, this manner where I told you that they were Matir, the Rabbonim, was with five Eterim. That Gush Katif is not Eretz Yisrael. Now it's like not Eretz Yisrael. But I'm saying, it's not, the Iker Hadim Mishpam is not Eretz Yisrael, B'Kedusha, it's Azo, and the cheshbon of them, at least him, the pashas, the oil above it will not be kaddish at bichlal. And then the greenhouse is a Yerushalmi that ain't shvi is noeg babayis. And then, otzi chayin and orku, it's only the rabbonon. Shvi is bizman hazeh the rabbonon, they sold it to a goy. B'meila, I'm explaining, but still of all of that, they were martyr it because they didn't want people to eat bugs. And the Dalim decided that it's more important that it will be these cultural leaves around. But again, I know from people that didn't eat it. Choshev yidden. More from the risk island, I didn't need a taka. We have to know. But I'm going back. While we hold today that Heter Mechira is Chucha V'Tlule, and the Rabbonim hold that even though the Rabbonim were Matirit, were only Matirit B'Zmanoi, there was no way to live in Eretz Yisrael without Heter Mechira, B'Mele, Heter Mechira K'lo Yoyo. K'ilu it's not sold. So what happened if it's K'ilu not sold? We have to go back to the beginning of Shir. So everything that you buy in a Rabbanut b'derech klal is called Shamu v'Nevad. Only that Rabbanut was not Matir at the Mechira. I'm not going now to speak specific. I don't know if Mahadim keeps or not. It's not a nice enough. I'm just explaining the problem. In the middle of the Rabbanut or the places of Semech at the Mechira and we hold it's nothing, so we have a problem of Shamu v'Nevad. No, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds with the Yevad, it's okay. Then we have Sfichi. So the man in the middle of the year, it becomes also. After Zman Abil, it becomes also. Then there's Aloch, you're not allowed to Messiah, Oiv Ravayra, and Shvis, and En Moisri Mois, and because of you, the people that worked in Shvis are getting Zachar. This is the reason, Be'etzem, so, if a person is stuck, and these are all the phone calls that start straight in the Nubin Azmanin that will come, okay, I'm in Tzfas, I don't know what to eat, there's a Avatiach here, I'm allowed to buy. So if he calls in this ben Azmanin, this bacher, so okay, the avatiach, if it's from a Jewish field, I'm not saying Be'ez Hashem, which shviz comes will be lists, and derech klal they take out every couple of weeks. It'll be lists that you can get what is from what. They didn't take out the list yet because they don't know yet. Every week it's different list. They import this, they import that. But in the next couple of weeks, I'll tell them, no, b'shas atchakim shem azalman, you could be saying mechad shamu v'neva. But in another couple of weeks, I'll tell him, maybe Shamu V'Nevad you could buy it. But maybe it's Fichin already. Maybe it's Achaz Manabil. Memele, I'm saying also Shamu V'Nevad, we have to know that it's a very big B'Dievet. So Be'etzim comes out, not only that, and then that guy that wants to buy has to know that he has the Yisus Choyel. And he has to buy it in credit. Yeah, but that guy, the guys that sold Avatech on the street, you can't give him credit. So you have to buy Be'avlo, but you have to know these Alochas. So I'm saying, Be'etzem, the Yeshiva Bochi wants to know, in this coming year, he cannot buy things not in a good kashrus. There's nothing more to do. All these halachas will be negiah to be the Eved. When you go to people's houses, they'll tell, for you they will buy what they need to buy. So if you're going there for sukkahs, okay. So even if they came in, they use that on mechira, it's only shomu v'neva. The B'liashiv holds also, it's mamish also. But lamazel you make him. But if you go to them in another 2-3 months, you can't use the kelim. It doesn't help that it will tell you, we will buy for you special things. Well, what happened is, after Lashmi, it's already 24 hours, so it's with the Eved, it's Nesha Tam Lifgam, and a couple of kulas, this is the reason you're allowed to go, and everything else is right by his cousins, you're allowed to go to them. But I'm saying, Eilech Adami. Charif also has to be a limited time that more Charifim is asking if it's also, so this Friar cousin had onions 7 years ago, and now that you're going to him, but double chorif that you use it a lot, with the time it changes, it's klishetef, but doing shviz be'etzem, and this is the reason the same thing in the hotels in Yerushalayim, some hotel says, and sukkahs we may have it, yeah? First, don't believe them. But I'm saying, it's not enough. It's not enough. Everything becomes a shayla. You have to know, this is the Yisrael Shviz. Okay, this is the first chalek of buying how you get the vegetables and how you receive them. Before we go to how to mishanik with the things, is a problem of buying flour is the same problem. You have to buying flowers and shviz could be the same problem. Now, one thing to explain. Flowers is two groups of flowers. It's flowers that have a smell and flowers that don't have a smell. Flowers that have a smell is a big tzad that they have a kedusha shviz, and then it's a problem to buy them. Isul schoil. Flowers that don't have isul smell, so it's no problem to buy them, it's an isul schoiro. But if the person was working in it in shviz, and he was metapolis in shviz, pashas is an isul to buy from him, and is an isul to be nana from him. It's yaakel. So the maisa, the akpode has to be when you buy flowers in shviz, order to buy from a person that has a heksher. You see, the stores will get from next Friday, will be a heksher on the flower stores, and you buy only in a store that has a heksher, or you know the person personally that is keeping the halachas of shviz in his flowers. But you can't just stop buying flowers without a heksher. The guy that sells in yeshiva, I know that he's a olah chayil, but I didn't speak to him yet, so I don't know, and I don't want the answer on what I don't know. We have to find out. But you have to know you can't stand by flowers. Again, the isul dir is mesayeh lo ivra aveira. More mesayeh lo ivra aveira. And also, if it was done in shviz, is a din ye'oker. Like svichin is also is a din ye'oker. But again, the main problem is flowers that have smell are more chomor. Flowers that don't have smell are less chomor. But again, the issue of buying flowers is a smaller issue for buying fruits and vegetables because it doesn't have kedusha shviz. Now we'll go after a person already bought things that are kodesh b'kedusha shviz. After a person bought things that are kodesh b'kedusha shviz. So I want to go a little bit kaseido l'sader ha'inyonim, and again to try to mesader the dvorim lefi seder ha'dvorim. A person comes home and he buys things that are kodesh b'kedusha shviz. How he buys things that are kodesh b'kedusha shviz? So the vayl be'etzem, the only things that we said that you can buy is you're buying peyos nochrim. If you makbid al kedusha shviz, or if you got stuck and you bought from a friar place before the problem of shamu v'nevad, the normal lechatimta is that if a person keeps kedusha shviz, la'ainu, this lechur aloch is negat the ganz Eretz Yisrael chutz from the people that are keeping like minhag Yerushalayim. Aleph. Second thing is it will be negat to people. They'll be giving out pages in b'meshach this year that is called oitzar based. Oitzar Beis Din was, in time of Chazal made, and this is what happens with Kabul Mizrahi, that Chazal didn't want, they wanted people to keep Shviz, so they made a takona that Beis Din could go down to the fields, and Beis Din collect all the fruits, and Beis Din give it out for free. And they only charge cost price. And the workers that they rent to help them, they hire to help them, as the owners of the fields, like this they have upon us and Shviz. This is a takone of Oitzar Beis Din. These fruits are given out for free in Eretz Yisrael. You see big trucks come, they give sacks of potato, 10 shekel a sack, 10 shekel a sack. And this is what Kabul Mizrahi really sells, these expensive wines, in 10 shekel a bottle instead of 150 shekel a bottle. And this is Oitzar Beis Din. These things are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So again, every person that receives a payers that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, or because he's machmir peres nochrim, or he got from his neighbor this tomato, or from Oitzel Beisdi. Dainu, person says, okay, I'm a maker, I go to the hotel, and I'm machmer. I'll keep Kedusha Shviz. What you do to keep Kedusha Shviz? What Kedusha Shviz is mechai of you to keep in the fruits during the seventh year? Now, I will try to divide it to two. I will speak me'ikara aloche, and then I will speak nochri. I will explain. Peros that are really kodesh b'kdusha shviz. Oitzer Beis Din, my neighbor that gave me a tomato, my cousin that I went to. It's real kodesh b'kdusha shviz. It's a way how I have to misnaig in these peros. Then, we'll see a little bit kulas for people that are in Yerushalayim, and they really hold like the chazan that Minag Yerushalayim is natu, but they're doing it lechumre. So how they do lechumre, and when they keep it Kedusha Shviz, it's a little bit leichter. And we'll see it's negia a lot of zachen. Maybe I'll give one more akdama to make it clear. We said it's a group of Peres Shviz that we have to know exactly how you have to misnaig and Peres Shviz. Aleph. Then we is group of Peres Nochrim. How you have to misnaig and Peres Nochrim. And number three is, you're eating in a yeshiva that they have Peres Nochrim. Salam Azarim, you keep in Lechumre, you keep in Kedusha Shviz. But the Shvarzes in yeshiva, they don't have to be Machmir, they could misnaig in Yerushalayim. So you're allowed to leave it on the table and they will throw it out or not. And Kol Teir Lemosh, Rav Shlomo Zalman told everyone, you're from Bnei Brak. Eat, when you finish, leave it on the table. Our workers in Kol Teir, they're Bnei Gmini Yerushalayim. They will throw it away. Rav Shlomo Zalman Shito, so there's no Lif Neiver on it. He's allowed to. There's no Lif Neiver. If you hold this Lif Neiver, not only that, some people said, it's not a problem, I put it in the garbage outside. The guys that work in the garbage, they're Seimach HaMin Yerushalayim also. They have to be Seimach. Because some people in Yerushalayim are Neimach Yerushalayim. So how they, when they pick up that thing, and it goes into the other machine, it grinds it. So the Mafsid B'yodai. So some people say, I'm Neimach Chazanish, Avadim Minach Yerushalayim, I'm Achmir, Abel, I don't hold from Lifnei either. So I take the garbage, I put it in outside. The garbage guy is allowed to be Seimach HaMin Yerushalayim. So these are the three things that we have to go do. So first we'll speak about Peres Shviz that are for sure Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Then you could be Machmir like that and you mamish noeg the halachas. Then we have the Peres Nochrim that it's a chumre. But the middle it's a chumre, the guy be different sveikas, it's leichter. And then the shaila is, even if you Machmir, if you're allowed to give it to a person that is a maker. This is the way it's divided to three groups. In Peres Shviz, the Kedusha is Mechayev, Apor Aloches. We learn out, Le'ochlo Veloy Lehefsed. You're not allowed to be Mafsid Peres Shviz. Because of that, you're not allowed to cook Peres that are not derech to cook. Dehainu, Lemashon, oranges, most people don't cook oranges. You're not allowed to cook it. Because you mafsid it. You mafsid it. Lamazogan, things that you're used to eating cooked, you're not allowed to eat them raw. Potatoes. You're not allowed to eat raw potatoes. Some people make potato salad and they put raw pieces inside. You're not allowed to. Now, Alamon is the question, Lamashal, carrots. So, everyone cooks carrots. Fish, right? You have cooked carrots on the fish. Tzimis, we ate them in Rosh Hashanah. They make these, I don't know how they call them, little cupcakes and stuff from carrots. But people also eat carrots raw. So carrots, Rabbi Yashiv holds, is a thing that is eaten side raw, side, you could do what you want with it. Pears. And most people eat pears not cooked. I know it's a nice fancy way to cook them with wine. They look a little bit darker. I'm not so sure if you're allowed to do it in Shviz. So lefi what? So Rabbi Yashiv holds, you go lefi the people in your place. I want to explain. Lamazogim, someone said the marshal, cucumbers, most people don't cook. But they said in China, everyone cooks it. I don't know if it's true, but it's what I heard. Now, the amount of people in China that are more from the whole world. Even though I know that, I want to explain, even if you tell me it's not true, China's only Lamazogim a sixth of the world. But all the different fifths of the world, everyone does different. The most people in the world that eat one thing is the people in China. So lechure, you would say, oh, so we have to find out what they do in China. And lefi that, zog dechayodam, it doesn't go lefi that. It goes lefi your area. Now it's a big shy, a guy came from America and he's here. And in Eretz Yisrael, no one cooks such a kind of pie. And there everyone does that pie. So you have to know, I'm saying again, things that are not black and white, you have to ask the Rav. Is the isum mafsid peyoshvis if you cook what is not derech to cook, or you eat raw what is not derech to eat raw? More from that. Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're not allowed to make juice only from oranges, lemons, grapes, olives, but from carrots and all these things, you're not allowed to make juice during the shvis. Ah, you'll ask me from all these stores have badats. They don't have shvis anyways. The Shittosam is not Dusha Shviz there, so they could do it. Not everyone is masking with the Rabbi Yashiv. Some people hold that what is the derech to do, you're allowed to do. I want to explain. You ask me, what is the difference? So I want to explain. And cooking, it goes lefi the derech. And we say, not lefi China, lefi my area. How much? It has to be a choshev amount of people. It's very hard to know. Legabi schite is a machloikis if schite is mekalkel the food completely or not. Because ponim chadoshes, you make she'akol. It lost the broche. Now, the Chai Odom says that a vegetable that everyone cooks, the broche is adama. If you eat it raw, it's she'akol. And fakel. If it's the derech to eat raw and you cook, it becomes she'akol. So many are allowed to do it. But our juice, when you make from carrots, it becomes she'akol. So some people hold you're not allowed to do it. I'm saying, Andrei HaMekel, why I'm saying that? So the Moshe in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be choishish if you want to go to these stores that they have a good hechsher, and you want to buy a kind of drink that is made from juice. So he said, okay, he's doing it, so I'm machshir him lifnei ivam. No, I'm not even sure Zalman holds it smoother. He's doing it peres nochem. Also, not a posh that it's also. And a lot of shit is hold that if it's the derech to do it, so I could be maker. This is the reason, when it's nogea na ole maise, when you know the protein, it's easy how to be mitzar of the klali. When you don't know the protein, I'm Ahmed, that's what I do now. So it's, but if the marshal it's Eitzel Beis Din, you come into your own room, and you know why I'm saying it. This guy is that bring from America a machine that makes carrot juice. Okay, they don't have such a Yitzhahor to make the carrot juice. Tomorrow they give out Eitzel Beis Din 5 big sacks of carrots. And it's Bochum, when they give out 3, they take. I remember what happened. And then it gets wrapped in such a hefset, yeah? It's mamish hefset shvis. But they're giving out sacks for free. You see these huge trucks like they have, you know, that they have here every Erev Shabbos. Every corner in Yerushalayim, big trucks come, and they can't wait because it's not like business that they could sell it. And the minute that they pick it off, they start to sell it. Boxes of bananas, everything is given out. So guys, okay, what I will do? You know, make carrot juice. See, it's not so posh. Why? This is ready Kodesh Mekdusha Svis Mamish. Here ready Rabbi Yashiv holds don't make carrot juice. This is what I'm saying. You have to know. A lot of times you will fall to real Kedusha Shviz. When you fall to real Kedusha Shviz, you have to know the Chumras. When you have real Chumras, it's not so posh that I get to do it. When you don't have real Chumras, then you can be Mitzad. Now, another thing you have to know, La'ochrov lo'y lehefset, to give it to a little kid. To give it to a little kid. So, the poskim hold, if you give it to a little kid that he eats and he messes a little bit around, you're allowed to. This is the ikar psak. But sometimes you have little kids, you just give him it, you know, he throws it back in your face. That kind of kid, you're not allowed to give him Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. A lot of times a person is mesupik that kid where he's holding. So again, if it's peres nochri, it's leichter. If it's mamish oitzer beis din, it's much more chomu. We have tzirufim. Is the isur to give animals food? Lochem veloy lebehema. When you go to the zoo, you're not allowed to throw food to the animals. People say, stay don't anyway not to throw, but chutz from that isum. Now, some people hold that there's a kind of monkeys that they only eat food of people. That kind of monkeys God is allowed to give, because this is their food. But most animals don't eat, and even most monkeys don't have to eat the fruit of people. Mainly, you're not allowed to give them. And again, you have to know the zoo in Yerushalayim has a big problem. Okay, they have to buy. Normally, the zoo in Yerushalayim, what they do is, what the zoo in Yerushalayim does, you know, if you want, there's a zoo here in Yerushalayim. So what they do is, they sold a kohen. One of the kohanim in Yerushalayim is a shutif in the zoo. Now, all the tumas of the tuma, they give the animals to eat. I say, I don't know, if something falls from the cave, not to eat it, because it's chash tuma. Chash tuma? They give tuma. This is what they do. Behema shel akel. I'll tell you how you're asking, we don't have a yichus today. Why we don't? The time, we don't have a yichus. So, misafik, we choshesh b'chayiv misa. The animal is not chayiv misa. So, men azevi and pit naber, we say that we're koyanim. So, we say this is behemdu shel koyanim. And they give the tumas of maestros. It's a big eitzah, because again, a lot of companies are not masking to just throw away the tumas of maestros with nothing. It's nuva. It's again, thousands and thousands. One out of a hundred is thousands. So they give it to the animals. Comes shviz, they have a big problem. You're not allowed to give maestros behem to the animal. That's because it's shviz. Now, you're asking if there's no tumas of maestros in shviz anyways. So the shayla peyos nochim. So I'm not going in now to the echatimtzis. I'm just explaining. A person has to be on a mosque. You have sometimes some strange people that like to give cats food. I'm saying you have to know why I'm saying that. It's not so posh, because could be. And I'll explain what I mean to say. A guy was saying, but I know the cats don't eat vegetables. They eat chicken and fish. You're right. The chicken was cooked with potatoes, and it got a taste of potatoes. So that chicken, so I'm going in a second to explain, the halachas, has a din of kodesh mikdusha shviz. This is not allowed to be given to animal. Person sometimes doesn't realize. Saying, you say now it's not negah, you've been asmanim, you go, you know, you go somewhere, been asmanim to Apsa kibbutz, and there's a little negah, and you know, they tell you you could feed the animal, and they give you a vegetable. That kibbutz is heta mechir and ganzen. So the fruits are mamish kodesh mikdusha shviz, and you're feeding. A person doesn't realize, I'm saying, if a person doesn't put it in his head before Shvi starts, he could be somewhere. It's not, it's right here. It's animals. Give the animals something to eat. Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi. Now, the same thing is, a lot of times, you have the marshal a medicine that you don't like to eat. Look at a kid. You have a kid, you have to give him a medicine. Numbers like it's not even a syrup, you have to have a pill, you have to crumb it to him and put it. So what do? You take the mushroom a little bit chunked, you mix it in the spoon and you give it to him to eat. That chunk becomes not so gishmak to eat now. So you mafsi the perish shviz. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. You mafsi the perish shviz. So you're not allowed to put something that you don't like to eat and something that you could eat, and you mix together, you're causing a hefsa to pay the shvitz. The same thing as a shayla legabi making ice cream. If ice cream is like a juice from bananas. Now, the same thing is to mash for little kids. Okay, it's not so negah, but you have to know the mice of the place can say to mash a banana. Lamosh, I'll ask you a better shot. Bananas. You allowed to make a banana cake? Is banana cakes. If it's roiv, veisachish. If it's a chosh of the people that do banana cakes, medavis. Now you want to mash a banana for a little kid. So the place can hold valid, it's the derech to mash it to a little kid. You're allowed to do it. Aber lo bezogen, it's not the derech to mash an orange to the little kid. But you have a spoiled little kid that this is what he likes. He likes to take the orange, to spill it, you're not allowed to do it. And you don't realize, I remember last Shavuos, I had Bochum by me, he had a little kid, I want it like this, you know, pour Pepsi into the chunk, you know, little kids. You have to, I'm saying, you don't realize, because we're not used to it, I'll tell you, I was explaining, someone asked me, Shoshana, Why if a person puts on a light in Shabbos, that machen tshuva? In Shaygeg, he forgot that it's Shabbos. It has to be a chatos. I don't know, maybe. Most people in the world don't fall off the bed in the middle of the night, right? Why? Why you don't fall? Once, I'm saying, every night you're in the bed. Every night. At least once a year to fall down. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? Why no one falls off the bed? What is the answer? In the back of his head, what do you mean in the back of his head? But he's sleeping now, in a very deep sleep. But the back of his head members. How it could be that he wakes up, he forgot that the Shabbos and he put on the light. That is in the back of his head, it was not on the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the mitzvahs will be in the back of our head so stark, as every no one falls. If you fall every night off your bed, you tell me you don't have to be in Chabbos. No, but we see, a person says, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have a tvi on me? I was a shayge. I'm an onus. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have a tvi on me? This is the answer. But Hashem, but you never fell off the bed. The Hashem is, why I'm saying, when Shvi starts, now is the Yischaskis, everyone wants to know the Halachas. Then it becomes like a life tazach, and you don't realize. And you start to come to places, and this is when I'm really coming to the next step. You start to take off the table. Yeah? Most people that have manners, when they're in the house, they help to take off the table. Now, on your plate, Lamazogin is squash and potatoes. The other plate, the chveis, is grain with mayonnaise. And the third plate, the chveis, is nochazach. So the easy way is just, this is what I say, you put everything together and then you take it out. You mafsid pei l'shviz b'yodayim. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. It's very negeh. I'm trying to speak a practical lechitimtzes, even though maybe it's, a posh tazach, and nishnafi, the covenant of the oilam. But these are the metzias. This is the place that people, in every, you'll see this Shabbos. This was Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur in the student. Yeah? You'll see people without realizing, okay, maybe it's not Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. You start to take off. Then not only that, we'll speak later, you have grape juice in the cup, that is Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. Okay, it's negate a year and a half, to the grape juice will be Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. But you start to pour together. Now you pour my machroinim, and mistake it pours on the food that is left over. Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. You mafsid b'yodayim. So you have to know, is the aloche le'ochlo ve'loy lehefse? This is the first aloche that a person, so it starts from cooking. Someone asked me, I don't know exactly the answer yet. When he does chant, the minig is that the bottom part every time gets burned. La chazoke. Every time, he never in his life managed yet that the bottom layer of the potatoes will not get burned. If he's allowed to do a chant in Shviz, he's mafsi the potatoes in the bottom. He's mafsi the potatoes in the bottom. Le'ochlo v'loy lehefse. I'm not sure. I have to study maybe to be matir, because he needs these potatoes to get burned to get the other potatoes cooked. So before Shabbos, if you will mix it the whole time, or maybe if you put like a bag, it's kind of bags, you can put it under it, but then when you take it, it's not burned. I'm saying, le'moshel. Some place can hold, when a person puts something on the fire and he's not careful that it will burn, he's over an isur mafsid shviz. Like sometimes you say, okay, get a little bit burned, chomshin kech and stuff. The machmirim don't put extra salt. Just in case they get too salty. The mafsid per shviz. The makvid. Again, when it's real Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz, to be machmir very much. When it's less, to be machmir less. This is what I'm saying. A person has to know, Hefsed is very, very matzui. Very, very matzui. You take off a bag at the table, the Chad Pami bags, when you throw it to the garbage, can mafsid everything. This is Isur Hefsed. No. If you're planning to give it for them, no. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed. The leftovers, we'll see what you do with the leftovers. Could be you could give, but not to give it to the animal to eat.
No, I'm not sure. I don't want the cat to eat it. I want to eat it, but he might come.
If you mechuyev to tell the cat to go away. No, we'll see. No. I mean to shema, to shema. We'll see in a second. This is gram hefsid. But to be mafsid be yodayim, avada is also, and again, to be machbir that it will not burn, that will be taken care of. All of these zachen, you have to be machbir. Let me get invited. So a person says, okay, I'm machbir, I know, I realize I have to be machbir to cook it in the normal way. I'll give you another example. That is nagia. It's more for married people, but for bochim that cook also could be nagia. A lot of times you take oil that is kolish b'kdusha shviz, and you smear around the pot, the tin. Now, there's two reasons to smear. Sometimes you do it, push it. It needs the oil to cook it, so you allow it. Sometimes it doesn't need the oil. Just the oil makes it not to burn. You don't want it to stick. This is isul gomel. You're not allowed to take oil for being not to stick. This you're not allowed to. It's not against derech enough. It's not la'ochla. It's not la'ochla. It's not la'ochla. This is the place in the bush. I'm not eating it. If I'm cooking, I'm frying the chips in it. I'm frying it. I'm scrambling an egg in it. So it's la'ochla. But if I'm not, I just smear it. You know, I have something. I just don't want it to stick. The oil doesn't add nothing. What? You're not eating that oil. So it's this is called the hefs. This okay, I'm saying. So the eitzah is, I'll tell you, in my house, oil of shviz doesn't go into the door. Wine of shviz doesn't go into the door. Now, the minor when you know these things is, so when you start to buy things, you only buy things that is easier for you. If you buy oil, so everything that you put oil in becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. Like we said before. If you put potatoes, the chicken becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. The fish becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. And all the halachas that we'll see in a second, what to do with the leftovers, the whole house becomes kolish b'kdusha shviz. Nice and tight, like 60. Nice and tight. Now we'll go weiter. Weiter have said, a person is doing kiddush. If you don't have a little plate in the bottom, and you overpour the kiddush, so you mafsid the wine that goes le'ibud. So when you do kiddush, you have to have a little plate under it. Again, it's nogia later, but another thing from Zaman Erebach said, for Lela Seder, and also Veliashiv, they never used from Shviz. Why? You have the simonim. Adam the Rabbi Yudah Nesim simonim, the Tzach Adash Be'achav. And the minhag is that I don't think that it's very dangerous to drink it. So mele you mafsid it b'yodai. Avdala, you're not allowed to put the candle inside the wine because you mafsid shviz. And also you're not allowed to mishtamesh peri shviz for andere shimushim. Not allowed to put it on your eyes. All these isurim again. So the ma'isa, the eitzah is you just for these things you don't take wine that is called b'kdusha shviz. You buy these kalim mizrahi wines for different reasons, but not for shviz. Not for kiddush, not for avdala. Now the same thing when you put wine in different foods, you can make the whole fish kolish b'kdusha shviz. If you put a little bit in salmon, a little bit of wine to give a taste of wine, so it's benois in tam. So the whole salmon after it is kolish b'kdusha shviz. Why I'm saying that? You come to a house, okay, you're very machmer, yeah. Now they use the mashal a lot of wines in Eretz Yisrael. I had a mechira. It's a bazundo shmuz. But there's a reason that another year or two you can't in restaurants you eat fish. You have to know they could have wine from Eretz Mechira inside the fish, and it's nice and tan. So maybe you can't eat all these achim. I'm saying this will not be again in the close future. But you come to a house and they give you a fish, and your wife did a fish with. So that fish you're not allowed to throw away. That fish you're not allowed to be mafsid b'yodayim, because again you're causing a hefsed to pay the shviz. So I'm saying these halachas go more and more. Okay, now we'll go to the next. Okay, so I'm not mafsid perishvitz. So I eat the perishvitz. The problem is the limit how much I can eat. I eat the fruit, is left over, and the bone of the foot, and the bone of the fruit is left a little bit in the pit. Yeah? has left a little bit fruit. It's called Shmigdusha Shvis. I peel a potato. A lot of times when you peel the potato, a little bit from the potato goes over to the part. So, we'll start. Some fruits that no one peels, some people hold, a lot of achorim hold, that you're not allowed to peel them in Shvis. Why? If you peel grapes, for example, no one will eat the peels after it. Now, together you could eat it. So when you're peeling it, you're causing it a hefset. So lekatchila, things that no one peels, lekatchila we don't peel them. But if it's hard for you to eat it, or a kid that is not used to eating it with a peel, you could be makel to peel it. But if not, the chumra is not to peel it. But most of the things we peel, the derech is to peel. Tomatoes, mashal, no one peels. But most of the things people peel, pears, apples, even though you could eat it without the peeling, but you're allowed to peel it. Now, you peel these things. The peel has a little bit of Kedusha Shvis on it. What you do with it? Or you have the potatoes left over, the chunt is left over, the soup is left over. Now, your fridge is full of Kedusha Shvis. Your room is full of Kedusha Shvis. What you do with it? Okay, if you're not knowing, so again, it could be Nagya when you have Oitzel Beis Din. Or even if we don't have Oitzel Beis Din, Peres Nochrim, if you might be that Peres Nochrim, and you have Kedusha Shvis inside your house, what you do with this Kedusha Shvis? So again, now we're speaking something that is for sure Kodesh Kedusha Shvis. It's for sure Kodesh Kedusha Shvis. Later we'll speak on something that is not for sure Kodesh Kedusha Shvis, it's only Nochrim. How to make a tziruf, there got to be something that is only Nochrim. But Zagdan is for sure Kodesh Kedusha Shvis. So, you're not allowed to mafsid it. Same thing we said, you're not allowed to be mafsid the fruits. You're not allowed to mafsid the bits. So, we'll go keseda. There's three groups of things. It's the dishes. Yeah, and the dishes is a little bit sauce from the chicken. There's a little sauce on the plate. What do you do with that sauce? You have in the cup, a little bit of orange juice left in the sides of the cup. But you lick the cup. You have the spoon. You ate the potatoes in the spoon. So all the poiskim hold la aloche, all the poiskim hold la aloche, what you could do is that you could wash it normally. You could wash it normally, and you don't have to be makbid on Kedusha Shvis. We learn out from a Mishnah Betrume, Kederech HaBailim, you could wash these things, and you don't have to be makbid on Kedusha Shvis on them. But chutz from washing, I want to be makdim. If you have a pot full of food, you can wash. You have to take out the food. But I'm saying it's no chiv to go after it with a spoon and scrape the bottom of it. That part you could wash normally. But all the things that are a little bit more from that, the leftovers on the plate, even the lemaisa, who will eat the leftovers on the plate? Of a lemaisa vial. The fruit, you have a pit, you have a little bit of food in it. Be a soydoy, you could buy another piece off it. You have a little bit of chicken left. You're right, you're full already. Two slices of potatoes are left on your plate. You're full already. Aber lemaisa, it's kodesh b'kedusha shvis. This al pi halacha, you're not allowed to throw away. You have to keep till it gets rotten. And only when it gets rotten, you're allowed to throw it away. Kozman is not rotten, you're not allowed to throw it away. Now, so what do you do? If you have to have it rotten, what do you do? So I want to be mazal. We'll go keseder hadvor. So people have what it's called in Eretz Yisrael, pach shmita, a special garbage. You put all of the things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis there, you wait till they get rotten, and then you throw them away. Now, the problem is that the things in the garbage, every day, the rotten goes one step ahead into rotten. So if you put the things in the same garbage tomorrow, you're causing, because all the germs that are there, the new things first will start to get rotten quicker. Not only that, you're taking nice food, nice fish, and you're putting it near rotten potatoes. And that minute, you mafsi it with fish. So every day you have to have a separate bag. Not only that, even in the same day, if it's milchix and fleishix, you can't put it in the same bag. Because if you put them together, they become also be'achila. So a separate garbage for milchik, a separate, you don't have to have a par. But you have to have a milchik and a fleishik. Now, so what do you do in ma'isa? I would also say that. I'm going now on Zachar and HaKadosh B'Gish HaShviz in Gatsi. So what do you do to say that? You don't have to have hundreds of garbages. Some people do. And I'll explain to you why in a second. Every meal, you put it in a separate bag, you tie the bag, and you put it in the garbage. The next meal, a separate bag, you tie it in the garbage. What? No, it's not the same. You're right. The way you put the bag is, for sure, you can't mamish mix it. If the way you put it together to be a mush that it gets through is enechanami. What no one will eat it is, you have to know what means no one will eat it. The people that will eat leftovers, we stand to eat leftovers that someone else's leftovers also touched. If a person has fish and you pour on top of the fish ketchup, and then you put on top of the fish chrein, and then you put on top of the fish wine, so people don't like to eat it. But what you have, I'm asking, but you have a leftover of a chicken. So some people don't like to eat leftover of a chicken, especially even yourself after the day, someone will give you your own chicken. But the people that are eating the leftover of the chicken, it doesn't make a difference if it's two leftover of two different people. So b'meile, you have to know, if it's a zachar, when you put them together, it becomes like an ichimush, you're not allowed to do it. So a lot of times in the end of the meal, you have to have bags and bags and bags. And this is what you do.
Salad is never
cooked
in the chicken.
Right? So you have all different separate bags, and you start to put them in different bags. Now, the problem is, what? Fish and chicken. Could be the katkhir, not also. So the problem is, if you put it in a lot of bags, the problem is the one at the bottom starts to smell, the one on top is not smelling yet. It's very hard to know. So I'll explain. And Yerushalayim, that there's not so much Kedusha Shviz around, people have one garbage, and in that garbage, the piles start to pile up. If Bnei Brak, everything is Kedusha Kedusha Shviz by then, so they have like four or five garbages, Sunday, Monday, yeah? And then after 5 days, this one goes away, then every day they move. Now, a minute. The Shaila is, if you put it on the outside in the sun, it will get rotten very quick. If you live it in an air-conditioned room, because it will take you 3 weeks. Now, in Yerushalmi state, and you're allowed to put it in the sun. It's called gram hefset. So some people hold, I'm allowed to put it in the sun. And this is the reason they say in the Moshe, you have soup of shviz. You're allowed to take it out of the fridge. You leave it on their counter for 2 days. It starts to get spoiled, and you're allowed to throw it away. You don't have to keep it in the fridge. You're allowed to take it out. It's called gram hefset. The Chazon Ish said that you're only allowed to do it because things, the mushroom, what happens outside? It gets spoiled slowly, slowly, and it gets rotten. So what you're doing now, you're not doing a new kind of gram. The process that will happen anyways, the hainu, drying up, you're making it quicker by putting it outside. It will get washed in the fridge, things get rotten in 5 days, in 6 days, in 7 days, soup. Outside, it gets rotten quicker. So I'm not going a gram. But, Zag de Chazon Ish, what would be if I would take the Perish Shviz, I would push the Eitzah. Every day, when I finish the Perish Shviz, I will put it outside the green garbage, not inside. It's a chazokah and the workers, that when they see bags outside, they put it inside. And then the other one comes and takes it and they grind it. So I'm not doing hefset b'yodayim. I will put my garbage outside. They will put it inside. So you'll see in shviz, a lot of people do that. On the green frogs that we have all over, the people tie their shviz things, yeah? Like people today tie the bread, the way that someone else will throw away the bread. People, you'll see all these green garbages are full with bags of kedusha shviz. Let someone else to do that for me. Why? Gram? So I want to be masculine. We lemaisa hold that that gram is also. Lemaisa, the halacha is like this, but it's niskabel. I want, because it's a lot of, it's a very big shaila. About. There's a goy, the Arab, taking the garbage. Part of his neighbor. Ethiopia, where it has to be. We'll get to that. So, I want to be masbi. The Chazanish said like this. A person that wants to have his garbage, he doesn't want to have garbage inside the house. It smells. He's allowed to put outside in the porch bags of garbage of shviz, and it's not called that he's doing a hefset biyodayim because it's a gram, and it's not called that he's doing it biyodayim because he's putting it there because it's convenient that it will be there. Not because he really wants it to be there. So he's not really trying to mafsid it. So maybe the ma'aseh with the poskim holders, you're allowed to take it out of the fridge because this is the derech. You need the space to hide. I want to be mafsid. Maybe make it clearer. If you take it out of the fridge because you want it to get spoiled, it's a shayla. But if you need the space in the fridge, so you take it out because you need the space in the fridge, you leave it outside, it gets spoiled in 2 days, and you throw it away. Now, so I want a little bit here to make a little bit a sikum lemaisadik. Al-Pirib Shulazalman and Minagi Yerushalayim. In Bnei Brak, the garbage pach shvis is a very serious issue. Because they keep shviz lechumra, and there you could see in shviz, you go around, you could smell shviz all over. I'm serious. You could smell shviz all over. Everyone has 5-6 garbages smelling till he's sure that it's rotten. Shir chazanish. It's a suffix isul. It's a suffix isul. I want to explain. They can't throw it to the garbage because they'll be overly naive on the workers. They don't have no way. In Yerushalayim, again, if you buy things that are really Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz, to be makpid till it really gets rotten till the end. If you bought things that are Kodesh B'Kdusha Nochrim, so B'Shem Zaman said like this, Be'etzem is no lifnei evil, B'Shem Zaman Shita. So Be'etzem, you could give it to the Arab to throw. But we don't want to be makpid to your dying, and this is called that I'm causing it. So Shmuel Zalman says, we wait a little bit that it gets rotten. But when we have a suffix, we make it. Why? Because Be'etzim, the guy in the garbage truck is allowed to be saying Mechad HaChazanish. And I only made a gram. And what? It's allowed to be saying Mechad HaChazanish. That is no good. And Minag Yerushalayim. Now, I want to start with the Zachin now, Lema'isadik, and I will explain. Lema Zalman, the person is in a hotel. I want a little bit practical echetinsis. He's going to a hotel, Lama Zogim is a hotel with a hechshel, yeah? He goes there for shvis, and okay, they tell him that this place, this Rabbanut Mehavri, Lama Zogim, the Mashgiach, he spoke to the Mashgiach, and the Mashgiach said that they only have Peres Nochem. Say that. But he's Lechumri, he keeps Peres Nochem. Okay, now, there's no shmita garbage in the hotels, yeah? So he finishes to eat, so what he does? So Be'etzem here, he's allowed to leave everything on the table. Again, because we in Yerushalayim, we say he doesn't have a lifnei evil, he's allowed to do it. I'm not mafsid shviz b'yodayim, I'm just leaving it on the table. The same thing in yeshiva. You see, the yeshiva smir gives the option. They have a shmita garbage, near the doors will be shmita garbages. But a lot of people, even though they keep kedusha shviz in the yeshiva, they leave it on the table. The workers, it's their problem. Why? It's gram hefsed, it's not hefsed b'yodayim. I'm not going and putting, I'm leaving it on the table. I'm not mechuyev to watch it. In my house, I can't do that. In my dira, I can't do it. It's on the table. What is happening with it? Here, I can leave it on the table. So I'm saying, in Bnei Brak, that they hold that it's lifnei evil for him, so they can't leave it on the table. Also here, people that are machmir and gansen, especially if it's Jewish workers, even if it's goyim, some people are machmir because the ma'aseh the goyim are doing b'shlichus Yisrael, so b'meila we machmir. That's poyel, yad poyel ki yad balabais. So you see, the yeshiva will have a garbage, and people could go to the garbage and put it in the garbage. But el avade, when it's not oitzer beizdin, I'm speaking about, when it's not oitzer beizdin, you're allowed to me'ikar adin, leave it on the table, and the same thing when you're eating by your cousins, all these people, the moshe, you go. You go to eat by some of the Shabbos. No? Now, so, Avada, You could be machmir to finish till the end. At least your plate, yeah? I'm saying, a lot to expect. Now, you pick up a potato plate, you put it back, you're going to throw it. Now, you have to say, I really want to help, but it's shvis, I can't help. I can't help to take off the table. So then, be'etzem, you're okay. But don't help at all, not even to start to pile plates together. You go in, you're coming to eat by me for Shabbos, Lamazagin. Lamazagin, I don't keep a nochim. Lamazagin. Now, but you keep your fruit. If you will take off the table, now where are you putting the payers? In the garbage. You're mafsid it. Gram hefsid. You're doing hefsid by your diet. But if you're leaving it on the table how you ate, you're leaving it. So again, when you come to a place and they have payers shvis or nochrim, the eitzah is just be passive. Don't do nothing. In your own place, I'm saying again, if it's Kedusha Shvi's Mamish, you'll be makpi take to put it in a special garbage. If it's Nochrim, also is the Indian to put it in the garbage, but it's less chomu. It's less chomu. Lemoshel, I'll tell you where it's more gas. Some people are makel. Sometimes it's a suffix. You don't know what it is. You're coming to a place, you know these people don't have Kedusha Shvi's. They don't buy Oitzer Beis Din. They're not Semech HaNet HaMechira. They buy Nochrim. But not everything is Nochrim. A lot of things is Chutzlaoitz. So now, when you're leaving at the table, it's a Sfek Sveke. Sofek Nochrim, Sofek it's not Kodesh Bichlal. Even if it's Nochrim, and Yerushalayim is a meaning of not. Even if it's Kodesh Kedusha Shviz, I'm not causing a Hefzat Shviz, I'm leaving at the table, Mele, I could be Maker. So it's Alamo when a person knows the Klolim, what? Heta Mechira. Heta Mechira is like Kodesh. Right, again, you're coming to a plate. You're not sure. If it's from Chutzlaot, it's not Kodesh. If it's from Goyim, it's a Machlekes if it's Kodesh. Even if it's Kodesh, a lot of Shechis told if I'm leaving it, there's no leave me either. Real Kedusha Shviz, if you know that the people will not be makbid on it, like Atchila, you have to take it to the side. This is the Ikar Adin, and to put it in the side, not to leave it on the table. I'm saying, some people hold that it's also gram. Lemais in the hotels that have a hechsher, you will never have it. You only have it in the hotels that have heta mechira. So again, there you only could really go in the beginning. It's not so lemais. Lemais think it's better not to go there. But there, in the chanami, is a problem with lemais. You're causing them to be mafsi per yishviz be yadayim. And pashas, is the place can hold that it's also. The place can hold that it's also. Now, there's another Zach that is very negeya in Shviz. This mamish, v'ktzor mamish, because we're running late already. V'ktzor mamish. The other halachas that are negeya in Shviz, we spoke be'etzen mainly what is negeya legabe peir Shviz. Mainly what is negeya legabe peir Shviz. Two more halachas is negat the Peir Shviz, that could be negat to the Olam. One halacha is you're not allowed to take Peir Shviz out of Eretz Yisrael. And if you're going home for Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, or Pesach, so if you make sandwiches from Zachar and Kedusha B'Kedusha Shviz, till now Alamo is a problem to bring it in. Here's an issue to take it out, Be'etzer. But the Eved, if you can't find something that is Kodesh B'Kedusha, not Kodesh, what you need for the way, you're allowed to. But Ravadi, you're not allowed to take for Chutz La'aretz. This is one issue to be Moitzi Peir Shviz. Again, real Kodesh Nochim, and the same problem will be with a Soigim. Next year will be proud to send a Soigim to Chutz La'aretz. The second Shaila is, you're not allowed to give a Goy Peir Shviz. You're not allowed to give a Goy Peir Shviz. So if you have a Moshel Oitzel Beis Din, and then you have a Goy, if the Goy comes to eat by you as a guest, you're allowed to give him. Of a stamp to give it to a guy, you're not allowed to. As if you're not allowed to give an animal, you're not allowed to give a guy. Psalm Sarah. Lochem, veloy le behemeh, veloy le akum, veloy le schoiro, veloy le hefset. Those are the issues. Now, there's another halacha that is negeah in Shviz. And be'etzem, it's not less, just this what we spoke is negeah. If a person has, is a isul, zriye, harishe, ktsire, all of these halachas. So be'etzem, it's a whole Shulchan Aruch, and I don't want to go over the whole halachas. I just want to speak what is nogea practical. A person that has a garden is not allowed to work in his garden in Shvi'is. To water it, what makes it not to die, he's allowed to. More from that, he's not allowed to. Not only that. Some things, Lamashal, if you don't water it, it will die, but it will wake up later. The flowers, the roses will not be nice this year. But next year, you water it, the roses will come out. You're not allowed to water your roses. You're not allowed to have a nice garden in Shvi'is. You're not allowed to water it. Let him to die. This year, there's a big shot of person that has grass. So this year, you'll not see the grass. So next year, you'll see the grass. So, again, to work in the field, all of the avodas are also watering it. If you have to water the field, so what you need it to keep it going, you're allowed to. More from that, you're not allowed to. What is considered exactly keeping it going or not? What if a person has a nice hotel, and if he doesn't water it, so people will not come to the hotel, it will look bad. It's different etayim, different kulas, but you have to ask the shayla. Why it's very negat to know that? The person will say, okay, you know what? I'm not doing nothing. I'm not touching my field. Faltik. Before the plants that the person has inside and outside. If you live in a building that you have neighbors, and the neighbors are working in the field, it's your field, you have to stop them. Now, how you stop them? First, you have to ask them to stop. If they're masking, okay. If they're not masking, so it's a machlekes. If they're only watering it, so the place can say to tell them, listen, I don't want to water it. My money is not going when I pay the vadabayit. I'm not paying for the watering, I'm paying for the rest. If they're doing melochas, mamish, the place can hold, you have to be mafkir yuchelik in the building. You have to be mafkir yuchelik in the building. This is the reason every person that has a building doesn't have to buy a land in Shvi'is. Because anyway, he has a sada, and dear taki, you have to be makbi that they will not work in it. And it's a real akvada. The person has to know sometimes his parents own an apartment here. All these things that you own and you have shaykhis, you have to be sure that not only that in your own garden, if you have a part in the main building, you have to moinea them, and if not, you have to be mafkir meikar adin or lechumu at least, you feel. So shayla, if the apartment is written on your name and your wife's name, if both of you have to be mafkir, there's enough that one of you will be mafkir. What? Rent is also. Rent is not a problem to be mafkir. You just, I don't want it. It's mafkir, that's chus that you have for that year. It's nothing. It's his problem. It's not mafkir. He has to do, take care of it anyway. He has to take care of it anyway. It's nothing again. Now, the main problem is plants. People have plants in their house. So it's a big machlekes. And I want mamish in 3 minutes just to go over. Is otzitz nokuv and is otzitz she'ena nokuv. Otzitz nokuv means that it has a hole in the bottom, hole in the sides, or one of them, or the leaves are sticking out. All of these echetims is called the otzitz nokuv. Otzitz she'ena nokuv is closed completely, and the leaves are not sticking over the pot. From what the pot has to be done, made, other from wood, other from metal. If it's not a strong plant, it doesn't have a tree, it could be also made from cheles. Now, otzitz, the shaila is, if it's not nakuv, it's a isur de rabbanon. If it's a nakuv, it could be a isur de reise. So I want to misad it. If the plant is outside in the field, so if it's not nakuv, it's a isur de rabbanon, kiilu it's a sada. If it's a nakuv, it's a isur de reise. Now, if the plant is inside the house, so first we have one kula that Yerushalmi has a suffix if it's shvi'is inside the house. Then there's a machlekes if the floor is considered kilo chatzitza or not. Even if the floor is not considered a chatzitza, was the second floor, a lot of poskim hold that it is a chatzitza. Now the poskim say like this, if you live in the bottom floor, the only etza is to make a chatzitza, and you could do it even today, you could put something in between the plant and the floor, has to be a thick plastic, or silver aluminium is also good, silver foil. You put a piece of silver foil in between the plant and in between the leaves that are sticking out, and then you're allowed to water it normally. You're not allowed to do the other things, but you're allowed to water it normally. You don't have to think twice how much I have to water it. If it's in the second floor, so then, even if the leaves are sticking out, if it's not nakuv, or you put something under it, again, you're allowed to water it normally. If not, it's a machlekes if you're allowed to water it normally. Or the mosh, if it's sticking out the window, so then it's over the floor, then you don't have the heter, then you can't water it normally. Now, so everyone knows you're allowed to water it normally. What you have to know is sometimes the plant falls over. So some people pick up quickly and they put the sand back. Yeah? They don't realize that. You have to be aware of that. Not only that, sometimes you have a plant on the table, a very nice plant. You want for sukkahs, you need a table for the sukkah. So you just put the plant down on the floor. And that minute you made zereah. Because before it was not nakuv, and now it's nakuv. So before you put it on the floor, you have to put a plant. Or you have to put a silver foil under it. Some people hold you're not allowed to move apart and in shvis because you can't take out the plant from the house outside. So if you want to move, you have to put it in a bag before you move. Shabazaman holds for a couple of minutes, you're allowed. It's not derech zriya. Now the same thing is, if the plant is in the porch and you open the window that it gives it sun and grows better, again, if the plant has something under it, it's okay. If it doesn't have, it's a machlek, it's a poiskim. So be'etzem, the etzah is like this, lemaisadik, I'm saying. A person that could, to make a, if you live in the second floor, to make a chatzitza in between the plant and the floor. If you live in the bottom floor, the chatzitza has to be also on the leaves that are sticking out of the plant. Only if you have like carpets on the floor, so then you don't have a problem. Because the carpets are chatzitza. I don't know the carpets, I don't know from what they mean. We have CBs, all these different kind of materials, or wood, you know, people, some people like put fancy pieces of wood on the floor. So these kind of people, then you have, then you don't have a problem even on the bottom floor. But if not, so you have to put a chatzitza. If you put a chatzitza, you just know you could water it normally. Different things you want to do, also you could do lemoshel. You could take dry leaves out. You can't make avodas. If you have a chatzitza and it's inside the house, you could water it and even take out the dry leaves. If you didn't manage to make a chatzitza, if you're in the bottom floor, you have to be very much makbid when you're watering it, only to water the amount that it has to. If you're in the top floor, it's machlekes. And the third thing is, again, when you change the plant from one place to the other place in the house, you have to remember, is a nakuv, ain't a nakuv? Now, one klal you remember. To make it less, it's never a problem. To make it less, it's never a problem. But to make it more, use a re'ah and shviz. Another halacha is, when you come back from a levaya, so the minhag b'derech klal is, you wash your hands at the side. Because it's a ruach ro, you don't want people to step. In shviz, you have to be makpid not to wash your hands over the bushes. You see that happens every time. The first few people that come back with the levaya, they go to the side in the shiva and they start to wash your hands, so someone yells shviz. Now, in days that it's raining heavily, heavy, very heavy, and you come back from the levaya, so then if it's so wet in the place that it doesn't add a difference, you're allowed to wash. Why I'm saying it? Because if not, a person one day will come back from a levaya chas v'shalom, and will see a choshev yid washing his hand, and it'll be a tzorachil. Same thing in sukkahs, you have to know a lot of people make sukkahs over grass. Or they go to trips, or they hikes, or the nizachim. Now they drink a drink. You have to be makpid that the drink will not pour, as they say in the Shabbos, that will not pour over the grass. Because if it pours over the grass, again, it's a psikresha, and the mele it's also in shvis, you're not allowed to do it in shvis. Now, psikresha the nichale, it's growing. Now, when you're doing sponja, and as you saw, there's a minute, you wash, you pour water. Now, if you have some chemicals inside the water, all the poiskim hold is not a problem. If you're making a clean sponja, and you're pushing out the water out of that little pipe, and it goes to the garden, so be'etzem you're psikresha, and you're making a zriya and shviz, so the poiskim hold not to do it. Now, what is the etzah? So the etzah is really to put some a little bit chemicals inside the water. If the place that the water goes to is a place that there's no garden there, it's stam, ichi bushes, and zechazachim, me'ikar adin you're allowed to, because it's psikresha delo nichale, and it's not darke bekach, you're allowed to. But the velt is machmer lekatchila not to do it. The same thing is a chumra that the place coming down if you have an air condition, and the pipe of the air condition gives water. So if it gives it into the garden, it is a problem to put on the air condition in shviz. Where I say shir, they change the pipes already, they have to say that it will not go outside in the place, because again, it's chumre gdoila, because it's a gromer v'chule. The eitzah is, if you can't change it, that you put a bucket as an eitzah, but then you have to change a bucket back and forth. But the eitzah is, you put a stone or something in the place that the water goes down, but nothing grows there. So the mele, it's a gromer de gromer. Because the eitzah, when you put on the air condition, it causes to be water. That water falls on the stone, and then it gets to the field. So it's called Kach Rishon, Kach Sheni. So because you ain't a mechaven, but why am I saying that? Because a lot of people, when they make their air conditions, even if it's not you, you're renting the apartment, forget, the guy that makes the air condition says, we'll make the holes to go near the tree, that they will have water. And then good fancy houses, this is the way it's done. Some people did it in the bathroom, on top of the toilet, they have like a little box in the soil. So a lot of people, they do it to go into that box. Especially they do it because Shvi's, they don't want to put it outside. So the frumas put it inside that box. And then the new frumas came back and said that the mice said this water in Shabbos is mukta, because it's noilat. And mainly you're not allowed to flush it because it's mishtamish be mukta. It's the chufum, shemzamur, chufum, but yashem at the ready. If you're allowed to flush it. And the shadow is the mice. You come to some houses like this in Shvi's, how you flush? First you have a problem, the guys have a soap in the bottom. Oh, but you take care of the soap, you can't flush them. So, b'shas atchak, you're allowed to do like this with your hand, because l'maisa mukta gilach al-yad could be as mutter. But l'maisa, a lot of times, it's mishtamash mukta. And you can't say that it's bottle, because dovash yesh l'matirim afilu be'elef le'bottle, and while the water after Shabbos mukta is called dovash yesh l'matirim, so it doesn't have a heter. So maybe not to rush to move it from outside to inside. We'll stop here.
The water that the Irish trees were cooked in, like potatoes, so can't throw it out.
I forgot to speak about it. Because it's not that the wood of the potatoes that I cook out, it's not that it's made for taste like soup. I don't know.
Let's say if you have a Hamdoma on Mother Shabbos, someone that has a Mother Shabbos. Now you be with somebody from the guy's house. Now you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. What about handing over your plate to the guy? That also not. You have to leave it there. Maybe in a house that you know that the people are.
It's
only you should mind the sun coming home. Everywhere else, yeah, you have to.
He's asking about
if you took it out and you're getting it. Want to take it out already? Is the Bahira want to take it out?
No.